Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Scripture this morning will be coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 1st through the 4th verses, and it reads, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for their life." I have read to you Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 1st through the 4th verses. May the Lord bless the hearing, reading, and doing of his word.
Praise God. There's a praise in my spirit. We owe God more than what we just gave him. Hallelujah. Something about that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. We're going to sing that song over again. And if you've been born again, you owe God praise. We owe God worship. We didn't come here to play. I didn't. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voices this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Come on, lift your voice and say, "Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you are. You're worthy." Oh, we lift our hands in the sanctuary. We give you all the praise, all the glory, yeah. Oh, Lord, you're worthy. Come on, say, "Lord, we praise you." Come on, lift your voice. "Lord, we praise you. You're worthy of all the praise. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we pray." Come on, tell him you love him today. "Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. There's no other love love you. No greater love. Love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love. Come on, say, we adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore. All over the sanctuary. Hallelujah. 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 You're so worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
To worship you, to praise you this morning, because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you. Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you for just allowing us this opportunity to come into your house to worship and to praise you. Lord, we don't take it lightly, for you're worthy, Lord. And we just thank you. We praise you. We just magnify you, and we pray you be magnified. Not us, but that you be magnified. And as we come, Father God, forgive us of all our sins, our shortcomings, things we should have done and didn't do. Father God, and lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that we may lift you up to glorify you, Lord, that the men, that the world may know, hallelujah, Lord, that there is a God. That there is a God. Hallelujah. And you are available to all that seek you. We thank you this morning. Lord, we just thank you. Pray for all those who assemble here, Lord. Pray that we be blessed. Hallelujah. We not take the word that you have prepared for us today. Hallelujah. That it may fall on good ground. Hallelujah. Ground that have been prepared. Thank you, Jesus. Prepare us today, Lord, to receive that word. Yes, yes. That word take root in us, Lord, that we may become worshipers and that we may, Father God, bear much fruit. That the world may see you in us. Let us forget about ourselves and lift you up. We pray you be lifted up. You be lifted up. You be lifted up. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you. Be magnified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Be still. Thank you, God will fight your battles. Be still. God will fight your battles. Be still. God.
God will fight your battle. God will fight your battle if you just be still. Keep praying. God will fight your battle. Keep praying. God will fight your battle. Keep praying.
Devotion, further services, and hands up pulpit.
Amen. Be still. God will fight your battle. All you got to do is trust Him and stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. We'd like to thank our pastor's wife and all the other ministers' wives and the deacon wives for this great devotion. On behalf of our pastor, Dr. T. Jefferson Rogers, Jr., and Lady Tasha Rogers, our pastor Emeritus Walker and Sister Walker, all these associate ministers, along with Reverend McCoy and Reverend Mims in their absence, our deacons, trustees, all our members and friends, we greet all of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look, God done blessed us to see another week in this new year. Like Sister Walker said, we don't come out here to play around. We come out here to lift up His name. Give Him the glory, honor, and the praise. And if you brought a praise with Him, you ought to stand to your feet and just give it to Him. Because He deserves it. And we can't praise Him enough. He deserves it. Hallelujah. 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 Turn your Bibles with me to our sermon scripture. Today, it will be taken also from the book of Genesis, chapter number 39, verses 7 through 12. Our sermon scripture, Genesis 39, 7 through 12. Join in with me there. Have you found it? Say amen. Amen. Join in with me there. It reads this way, verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not that what is within me in the house, and he hath committed all that he had in my hand. There is none greater, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as he spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie or be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word, that it may edify all of our soul. And now, let us recite our sermon, our New Bethlehem church mission statement. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission is to know all about Jesus Christ and to understand fully what he has accomplished for us on the cross. We also desire to make these things known in the Bessemer area and the world. We are a mission-minded, soul-winning church for Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we'd like to turn it over to the hand of our announcer for our announcements, after which Reverend Woods will come with our sermon, our altar prayer.
Pastor Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, all of the ministers of the gospel, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. Announcements for Sunday, January 21st. A thank you card was received from Brother Anthony Rancher and family. Deepest sympathy to Sister Lorraine Bell and family on the homegoing of her grandson, Brother Aaron Harris. The homegoing celebration will be Saturday, January the 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. First semester's A and AB honor roll report cards are being accepted tomorrow through Monday, February the 12th. Please place them in the tray on the door of the secretary's office. The homeless ministry will meet after service on next Sunday, January the 28th, in the fellowship hall. Calendar reminders. On Tuesday, January the 30th at 7 p.m., we will have our annual leaders conference. The Reverend Dr. James Howell of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Faulkner, Mississippi, will be the teacher. Save the date. On February the 11th, we will celebrate Pastor and Lady Rogers' fourth anniversary. Amen. 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 We will have services at 10:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. The church will serve dinner immediately after the 10:30 a.m. service. Please register on RAM if you plan to join us for dinner so that we can be prepared to serve you. We look forward to seeing you on the second Sunday in February as we honor our pastor and Lady Rogers. We continue to join in prayer for the following: Reverend Edward May, Brother Dan Edwards Jr., Sister Dolores Lawrence, Sister Kate Sullivan, Brother Jeremiah Glaster, Sister Linda Mitchell, Little Miss London Ford, Sister LaDietrich Brown, Brother Rufus Taylor, Brother Arthur Towns, Brother Lucius Thomas, Brother Anthony Madden, Brother Desmond Wilson, Sister Mary Quixie, Brother Thomas Glover, Sister Mary Fleming, Sister Sabrina Giles, Sister Frances Gray, Sister Deborah Stewart, Sister Omega Hasbury, Sister Bertha Williams, Brother Tony Mitchell, Sister Annie Irby, Sister Carolyn Fisher, Sister Katrina Thurman, Sister Ella Hatcher, Sister Carrie Powell, Brother Robert Ollie, Sister Bertha McLean, Sister Mertis Cook, Brother Wilbert Hoskin, Sister Deborah Tarrant, Brother Leonard Tarrant, Sister Classy Evans, Sister Diane Hayes, Sister Carlene Williams, Brother Adam Smith, Brother David Bell, Sister Mary Williams, Sister Gwinnetta Smith, Sister Bobby Green, Brother Willie Kelly, Sister Brenda Gooden, Sister Edna Ingram, Brother John Atkins Jr., Brother Alonzo Lewis, Brother Dwayne Smith, Sister Jacqueline Payne, Brother Robert Dowdley, Sister Louise Blackman, Sister Louise Broom, Brother Tommy Bland, Sister Denisha Carswell, Brother Cleophas Bowie, Brother Willie Hogan, Sister Liebel Johnson, Sister Sonoya Thomas, Sister Booby Banks, Sister Kay Percy, and Sister Brenda Robinson. We will have floor announcements from the following: Lady Rogers and a representative from the Matthew 25 house, after which we will be in the hands of the Welcome Ministry. Thank you.
Good morning. Protocol has already been established. I rose today to announce that on Saturday, January 27th, 10 o'clock, to all women, we will finish our book, Battlefield of the Mind, on Saturday. We'll be in the fellowship hall at 10 o'clock a.m. We will also have a brunch Saturday. Especially all new women who joined the church in 2023, I would love for you all to come. I want to see you all. See what we have going on in our women's ministry. We'll also have the matrons, president and vice president. They will be there as well. They're going to touch a little bit on what the matrons do. So to the women, if you are not in a women's ministry in New Bethlehem, we have two great women's ministry. That is our Daughters of Promise, and we have our matrons. So we want you all to come out Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We're going to have some good food. We'll also discuss our prayer ministry. You all need to see who's on the prayer ministry with us on Monday morning. See who's interceding for you. They will be there as well. So I'm just expecting to see all of you out next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Good morning, family. Okay, I'm here again. Today is our day. We are ready for a 6 o'clock service today. I have my book. I told you, if you're not in this book, you can need to call me, 205-515-4716. And I want to clear some things up. It's not just the third Sunday. It's every Sunday. Pastor Will, we were at the Matthew 25 house. We're going to have service. Pastor will preach, and we will serve them a to-go dinner afterwards. So it's every Sunday. You can give me a call. So many people have reached out and called the book. We read it for this Sunday. Next Sunday is full. And then the rest of you all, you can call me and get on your Sunday. So we are excited. We are ready to go. And we plan on feeding the homeless and making our pastor proud. Thank you. Okay, now my second hat, my welcome committee. Would our visitors please stand? Any visitors? Okay, we got some visitors. Visitors, on behalf of our pastor, T. Jefferson Rogers, we are so happy that you come to serve and worship with us today. We welcome you to come back at any time. New Bethlehem, let them know how much we love them. Thank you, and come again. Now you're in the hand of the pulpit.
We ask that you would stand as the choir prepares for our altar song.
Mm-hmm. down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There
Our most gracious and humble Father. Father, we thank you this morning, Father, for allowing us to be able to come out to your house of worship just one more time, Father. Father, thanking you for last night's rest, Father. Father, thanking you for touching us this morning with your fingertip of love, Father. Father, realizing some laid down last night and wasn't able to get up this morning, Father. Father, we pray for the bereaved families this morning, Father. Father, we pray a special blessing this morning upon the Boatwright family this morning, Father. Father, praying that you would wrap your arms around them this morning, Father. Father, praying for those that are sick this morning, Father. Father, asking that you would touch them this morning, Father. Father, we don't know their needs, Father, but we know you know their needs, Father. We asking this morning that you'll meet them at every need this morning, Father. Father, praying for the ones that are behind prison walls this morning, Father. Father, asking that you would touch them this morning, Father. Father, we're praying for our lost brothers and sisters, Father. Father, praying that they'll be able to come on in, Father. Father, praying that you would bless Pastor Rogers and his family this morning, Father. Father, asking that you would dip him down in your storehouse of knowledge this morning, Father. Father, bring him up with a right now word this morning, Father. Praying that that word would touch somebody's heart this morning, Father. Father, blessing them to come in and say, what must I do to be saved this morning, Father? Father, we're asking that you would touch our homeless ministry project this morning, Father. Father, we know that you're in the head, so it's already done this morning, Father. But Father, we ask that you would bless us to be able to touch somebody, Father. Father, be able to give someone comfort this morning, Father. Father, we're asking these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
can see.
See so much.
So much.
See so much.
What the Lord.
What the Lord has done for me.
I can see.
See so much.
So much.
See so much.
What the Lord.
What the Lord has done for me.
I can see.
See so much.
So much.
See so much.
What the Lord.
What the Lord has done for me.
You know he brought me.
Yeah, from a mighty long way. A mighty long way.
I can see.
See so much.
So much.
See so much.
What the Lord.
What the Lord has done for me.
I can see.
See so much.
So much.
See so much.
What the Lord.
What the Lord has done for me.
I can see.
See so much.
So much.
See so much.
What the Lord.
What the Lord has done for me.
You know he brought me.
Yeah.
Every now and then,
every now and then,
my soul looks back,
back and wonder,
down
that long, 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 long road.
Jesus,
Jesus brought me, Jesus brought me
through the many dangers,
tall and sad,
and my soul
looks back and wonder, yeah, what the Lord.
I can see,
see so much,
so much,
see so much,
what the Lord,
what the Lord has done for me.
I can see,
see so much,
so much,
see so much,
what the Lord,
what the Lord has done for me.
I can see,
see so much,
so much,
see so much,
what the Lord,
what the Lord has done for me.
You know he brought me,
yeah, from a mighty long.
And sometimes,
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 my way get dark,
my way get dark,
and my road get rough and rocky, and I can't find peace or comfort
anywhere.
But I call,
Jesus,
cause I know he'll hear,
answer my prayer,
and my soul.
Yeah, what the Lord has done for me.
I can see,
see so much,
so much,
see so much,
what the Lord,
what the Lord has done for me.
I can see,
see so much,
so much,
see so much,
what the Lord,
what the Lord has done for me.
I can see,
see so much,
see so much,
see so much,
what the Lord,
what the Lord.
So he brought me,
yeah, from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
And sometimes,
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 my way get dark,
my way get dark,
and my road get rough and rocky, and I can't find peace or comfort
anywhere.
But
I call Jesus,
Jesus.
I call
I know he'll hear, answer my prayer, and my soul.
Fall back and wonder,
yeah,
what the Lord has done. Well, I can see
so much,
so much,
so much,
what the Lord has done
for me.
I can see
so much,
so much,
so much,
what the Lord.
Done for me.
Yes, I can see
so much,
so much,
so much.
What the Lord,
what the Lord has done.
I can see
so much,
so much,
so much.
What the Lord,
what the Lord
has done. Oh, he brought me.
Yes, I'm a mighty, mighty long way, a mighty long way.
And sometimes,
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 sometimes.
My way get dark.
My way get dark.
And my road get rough, rocky. And I can't find peace or comfort
anywhere.
But I call,
Jesus. I call Jesus.
I know He hears and answers my prayer and my soul.
Shoulder the back and wonder.
Yeah.
That I'm your child, and I'm doing the best that I can. Why my way gets so hard? You know I just don't understand. Oh Lord, I need
you to hold my hand.
I can't make it without. Many times I'm treated so bad, then I stop and think about, I can't miss a friend that I never, never, never had. Oh Lord, I need
you to hold my hand.
I can't make it without you, Lord. I'm going to continue to run for Jesus, even if I have to run alone, because it's not determination to make God beautiful.
Hold
Jesus. If you don't hold me,
was here before. I need your strength, need your mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have you tried it? Ain't he all right? Have you tried Jesus? Won't he make a way? He'll make a way. Raise your hand if you know he's alright. Raise your hand if you know he's alright. Won't he break away? Won't he break away? Oh, I tried it one Friday evening. I tried it. He made everything alright. I tried it. I know he's alright. I've been so sick, thought I wasn't gonna get well, but he made a way, he made a way, he made a way, he made a way. I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord.
Next song is a song that all of you all can help us sing it, because truly everyone here sitting this morning can be a witness that he has brought us from a mighty long way. From 2023 to 2024, it was nobody but Jesus that brought us. We had loved ones that we left behind, but God brought us to see another year. And I want to say before we start singing, if God allowed me to be here on the 31st of this month, he would have spared me 75 years. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing. Thank you. I know you all can background this song, so help us out, please. You've been good to me. I was down and out, and I didn't have a dime. You made a way for me. So many times, and Lord, you brought me, yeah, Lord, you brought me, you brought me from a mighty long way. A father for me. You've been a sister, and you've been a brother too.
You've been so good. When I can't wait, stop me. But you brought me. You brought me.
Thank you, Jesus.
From a mighty long way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you brought me.
Thank you, Jesus.
From a mighty long way.
Thank you.
They said I wouldn't make it, but you brought me. Lord, you brought me. You brought me. You brought me. From a mighty. You brought me from a mighty.
Come on, give him glory for bringing you. Come on, give him glory for bringing you. He brought you from a mighty long way. Glory, glory, glory. What an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before it. Heaven and earth adore it. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. Come on, give the Lord the best hand praise you can. Come on, I said your best hand praise. Amen. He brought me. Thank you, sir. Certainly we thank him for navigating our niches and allowing us the privilege of being present and participatory in this place of praise once again. I say without hesitation and reservation, it's good to be alive, alert and active. It is in the Lord Jesus the Christ we live, move, and have our being. Certainly where we are, he brought us. What we have, he gave it to us. What we know, he taught us. And where we are headed, he's going to take us. Amen. Amen. Certainly to all of you, I greet you in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who's above all and all is beneath him, the one who does all things well. Amen. Genesis chapter 39. Genesis 39. We will begin our reading with verse 7 and end our reading with verse 19. Verses 7 through 19. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master warneth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I called with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant, which thou hast brought unto us, came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. That's the word of the Lord for the servant of God. The word is blessed. Repeat after me, the tools of lust and lies. Say it again with me, the tools of lust and lies. Amen. The tools of lust and lies. All things work together for the good of those who are called of God, those who love God, that God can take the good and the bad, good and evil, mix it together for your good. Oft times we think God only moves in certain ways, or he only uses certain experiences to get us to our place of destiny. But as we trace the tracks of Joseph, God employed some strange tools to navigate the life of Joseph from his familiarity, from his family abode, to position of prominence and power in the palace of Pharaoh. That God used the tool of animosity to put Joseph in a pit. Tool of malice to put Joseph in a pit and sell Joseph to his cousins, or to be sold to his cousins, the Ishmaelites, and later to be sold to an Egyptian by the name of Potiphar. In life, brothers and sisters, we will find ourselves in some difficult situations, dealing with some difficult people, suffering the loss of tangible possessions, robbed of freedom, but we cannot be shut off from communion with God and taken from the blessings of salvation. that Joseph's life assures us as people of God that we cannot be shut off from communion with God, and we are going to end up where God has destined for us to be. Regardless of how many enemies you have to face, regardless of how many demons and devils you have to face, God's will be done in your life. Paul tiptoed into the premise of this particular preaching assignment in Philippians chapter 1. He says, don't worry, because he who begun a good work in you will complete the work. There is nothing the enemy can do to keep you from reaching your design place, your destiny, the place that God has ordained for you to be. That chapter 39 continues the story told of Joseph in chapter 37. That Joseph was sold and taken to Egypt, and there becomes the property, the slave of Pharaoh, Potiphar. That Potiphar was a prosperous and powerful man. He is described as an officer of Pharaoh. Now, the very next thing the Bible tells us is that the Lord was with Joseph. In fact, the very next sentence tells us that Joseph became a successful man in the house of Potiphar because the Lord was with Joseph. And even Potiphar, a heathen, an uncircumcised heathen, saw that the Lord was with Joseph. And the Bible says, and Potiphar saw that the Lord caused all that Joseph did to prosper in his hand. Joseph was a blessing. Wonderfully, he blessed the house of Potiphar. He was a blessing in his father's house. He was a blessing in the pit. He was a blessing in Potiphar's house. And God's presence was with them. Therefore, Joseph was a blessing. Brothers and sisters, let me pause parenthetically to say to you, there's a difference in being a burden and a blessing. That people you can't see the evidence of God's presence in their life will be a burden to you. But Joseph was not the case in terms of Potiphar's house. He was a blessing to Potiphar's house because God's presence was with him. I don't know about you, but I don't need burdensome people in my life. I know I got to have them for the process sake. But I desire more people in my life that the presence of God is evident with them, because they will be a blessing. Y'all help me preach if you can. Joseph was not a burden. He was not there to live off of Potiphar. He was sent there by God through the tools employed by his brothers, and we'll see in just a minute there were tools also in Potiphar's house to remove him from Potiphar's house, because Potiphar's house was not his place of destiny. Good place. I mean, when you look at it, it seems like Joseph had arrived. He's second in charge. He has more authority than Potiphar's wife. He has placed him over all of his affairs. Seemingly that when you look in the life of Joseph, Joseph arrived. Good place. But let me caution you. Sometimes a good place can be the enemy to a greater place. I'm speaking to somebody here. You content and you have settled with good. And God has been trying to elevate you and promote you from good to great. And you satisfied with good. Good can be the enemy of great. It was a good place, but it was not the place of his destiny. I mean, he had it going on. He was the shot caller. He was the to-go-to man in Pharaoh or Potiphar's house. Even the Egyptian servants had to report to Joseph. God was with him. I like that because in the beginning of the chapter 39, it says, and the Lord was with him. And when things began to shift in his life because of the tools of lust and lies, it repeats it again that people were out with him, but God's presence was still with him. Let me tell you what you can afford to lose, but what you can't afford to lose. You can afford to lose some fickle and frail, fragile people. But you can't afford to lose the presence of the Lord in your life. See, when people walk away, that's all right. Because some people that's walking out of your life, God is cutting them out of your life. Because they are not a burden, a blessing to your life. They are a burden to your life. And God knows that you can't handle the burdens of other people. So they need to be cut away. And so when they walk away, you need to start having a praise party. I know you're close to them and they've been your homie. That's been your girl for no telling how long. But I told you earlier, there's a difference in a blessing and a burden. God had to cut some folks out of his life because with certain people in your life, it's easy to settle beneath God's blessings for your life. He was in a good place. Second in command. He was over the affairs of Potiphar. Things were on the up and up. And, you know, when things get kind of calm, and when the storm sometimes settles, that's when you have to brace yourself most. I know you have heard of hurricanes. And, you know, before the hurricane, there's high wind. And during the band of the hurricane, there's high wind. But there's an eye. Where things get calm. And if you're not careful, you will become calm with it. And you'll fail to brace. Some of you think you just came out of a storm. And you may just be dealing with the eye. Because when things calm down in your life, that's when you have to brace yourself. Let me help you because, listen, when the devil comes your way and seemingly he leaves, he only leaves for a season.
season, which means that he is not through with you. You still on his agenda. Joseph was in a good place. He didn't have to deal with his 11 brothers. He was in a good place. And all of a sudden, after being promoted, Potiphar's wife started eyeing him. You know, positions and prosperity will make an ugly man look good. Come on, y'all in the house. You ever saw an ugly man with a beautiful woman on his arm? And you wondered how he got her? It may be his yearly salary. It may be the promotion that he got on his job. Because seemingly from reading the text, it seemed like when Joseph first got there, she didn't pay him any attention. But when he received the promotion, not to say that he was ugly, because the Bible says that he was handsome. Zuleika, Potiphar's wife, started eyeing him. Boy, if I had time, I would talk about those extended eyelashes. You don't have them on for nothing now. Come on, talk to me. Winking and blinking excessively, showing off your eyelashes. She started eyeing him. And here you see the tool of lust. Notice the tool of lust in verses 6, 7, and verse 12. 6 says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread, which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife caught her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. See, it starts with the look. And verse 12 says, and she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Notice, with the tool of lust, there was an offer. She said, Zuleika said, lie with me.
it started with a look. And we know what that look means. And it went from a look to a murmuring under the breath when he walks by. And then it went from a murmuring under the breath to a expression, verbal expression, lie with me. There was an offer. Now the offer was adulterous because she was the wife of Potiphar. But she offered. And notice verse 9, Joseph said, there is none greater in the house of Potiphar as I. Master hasn't kept anything from me but you, Miss Potiphar. How can I commit great wickedness against him and sin against God? Now, let me help you. Notice there's a threefold sin. There's a sin against Potiphar. There's a sin against God. And then there's a sin against one's own body. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, adultery is a sin against your own body. He says, this is wickedness. I can't commit this sin against Potiphar. He says, but I can't commit this sin against God. And I can't commit this sin against my own body. I'm hipping somebody. Y'all too quiet. I'm hipping somebody. That was an offer. But then notice, not only did she offer, she became aggressive. In other words, she kept looking until the lust got so intense that she couldn't help herself. So she grabbed him. Stumbling back to her bed. And when she fell on the bed, Joseph came out of his coat. See, lust if it's not dealt with will get aggressive. She tried to force him to lay with her. See, there's a such thing as female raping men. It's not always a man raping a woman. Sometimes women, y'all say amen if you can. Will rape a man. She was aggressive. And she tried to pull him down on her. On the bed. Now, I'm going to help somebody. Because when you are dealing with the sin of adultery, you can't fight it. You got to flee it. He came out of his coat. And he gave her the coat. But he kept his character. See, this is not the first time he lost a coat. Because remember in chapter 37, he lost his coat of many colors. But in chapter 39, he left his coat in the hand of Potiphar's wife. Because listen, it's better to lose your coat than your character. I'm helping somebody. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Listen, you can't afford to lose your character when God's hand is upon you. Let them have the coat. Come on out of the coat. You can get another coat. Come on, y'all help me preach it. Look at somebody and tell them you can get another coat. It was a tool of lust. Now, when lust is unfulfilled, sometimes it causes lies. When he escaped her, and for some reason, when I was reading this, she had to be so out of it, because the text says when she discovered that he left his coat. She had a hold of his coat and didn't even know she had his coat until after some while or after some time after he escaped. She was so overtaken by the lust, she couldn't see. And when she saw the coat was in her hand, but Joseph was gone, she started crying out, saying, "The Hebrew servant that the master has brought in here has come in here to mock me." She spread that among the Egyptians. And then Potiphar came home. And she said to Potiphar, "Joseph, the servant you elevated to second in charge has come in here to mock." She told one lie after another. And you know, lies are always convincing. You know, you just have to let lies settle. You can't do nothing with a lie to really extinguish a lie, because you don't know where it comes from. You know, some of you, you know, you're just wore out because you're trying to chase down every lie. Every lie told on you, you're chasing after it. You know, trying to discover the source of the lie. You listen, it's hard to know where a lie has come from, but it's harder to know where a lie is going. She told lies It wasn't Joseph trying to sleep with her. It was Potiphar's wife trying to sleep with Joseph. Now, watch God. Because I done told you of the tool of lust, and I told you of the tool of lie. Because these things had to happen because, you know, Joseph was in a good place, but there was a greater place awaiting him. Now, at the beginning and at the end of the chapter, it says, but the Lord was with him. Now, that's shout news, because regardless of how many lies are told on you and regardless of how much opposition you face, as long as you got the Lord with you, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. As long as you got God with you. Nowhere in the text that it said Joseph tried to defend himself. Because Joseph knew that the Lord was with him. So you see, the tool of lust, the tool of lie. But then notice the loyalty of God. That God don't drop you like people. God is with you. You know, in the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, the thick and the thin, the goods and the bads, God is with you. Now, that's the comfort, that's the solace that we receive from the text, that regardless of what we stand in opposition against and what stands in opposition against us, as long as the Lord is with us. That's my shout. He's with me. Hallelujah. He's with me. So Joseph, he had to leave Potiphar's house and go to prison. Because of lust and lies. See, everybody that has served time is not guilty of a crime. Sometimes people serve time for what they didn't do. Joseph went to prison because of what he didn't do. Boy, I wish I really could preach it like I feel it. He went to prison because that was ministry that awaited him in prison. Now, let me go back. And I'm done, because, you know, y'all don't seem too enthused about this. Let me just kind of go back. I don't hear many amens. I don't hear many go ahead, preacher. I don't hear no come up, doc. Y'all quiet today, so. Let me kind of go back and deal with this now. He's dealing with God orchestrating his path, his life. because he had a dream. And the dream, twofold, that his brothers bowed to him first, and then the second time, his mother, father, and brothers bowed. Potiphar's house was not the place for the dream to be fulfilled. So God had to get him out of the good place and move him to the place. But there's something between the place of Potiphar's house and the place of Pharaoh's palace. Now, God used the animosity of his brothers to put him in a pit, along with malice. You know, because it moves from just an attitude to action. And I'm trying to help us because, you know, so many of us say, well, why so much bad got to befall me? And I'm trying to show you that God is using what you deem as bad to navigate you. You never would be the person you are now. Or you would not be the person you are now, and you would never be the person God has destined for you to be if he didn't unleash some trouble in your life. You're a better person because some folk lied on you. You're a better person because you turn some strong sexual desires down. You're a stronger person. You're a better person because you didn't respond in an unchristian way to the animosity and malice. Because now if they would have caught you about 2 or 3 months ago, I was thinking about 2 or 3 years, you know. But and so God is using all of this to get you to your place where he can use you most for his glory. I'm done. Joseph, y'all know how we end, is a shadow of Christ. Because in chapter 50, he says, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good, that I could save much people alive. See, all of your trouble, you have to know that God is allowing, but God has more than you in mind. And he needs an experienced person, a mature person, to be in place so that we can say, as Joseph said, what they meant. God meant it for my good. That I can stand in the gap and be an instrument of God to save much people alive. Everyone stand to your feet if you will. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Listen, you have to be saved of God for all things to work together for your good. If you're not a child of God, born again, saved, it's not working for your good. You have to love God and be called according to his purpose. Come today. so that all of the experiences of your life can be for your good. Come today, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior by believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Come today. If you need to be restored, you've had experiences in your life that have caused hardship, and because you have strayed, you don't see it as God will have you to see it, that is working for your good. Come today if you're in need of a church home, church family, faith family, come. You can come by letter, Christian Experience, or candidate for baptism. Come, the doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Receive Christ. Come. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Regrown. Come on, as long as I live. Trouble alive. Come on the door. I'll hasten. The doors. Listen quickly. 6 o'clock this evening, we will have our dedicatorial service for our Matthew 25 house at the Greenleaf location. Ask that you meet us there as we endeavor to be a blessing to the homeless, those who are less fortunate than we are. We understand that when we loan to the poor, or we give to the poor, we lend unto God. You want to be a part of that. You want to be a part of that because according to Matthew 25, the righteous in response to the Lord will say, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? When did we see you in prison? He says, when you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it also unto me. So you want to be a part of it today, 6 o'clock. Listen, all of our guests, I ask that you come down this way, as soon as the benediction is given, let me see you. Let me greet you personally. And just share a word with you and tell you how excited and elated we are to have you as a part of our service. May the grace of God and the sweet communing of the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. And every heart say, amen.